From Spark and Anvil and Reed Pals, this is Lark, in Chapter 1 of the Reed Pals cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Lark is a cheerful little songbird with a small beak and soft speckled feathers that lift when she's glad. She lives on the singing branch, a low branch over the reading pond, where finished words gather into whole lines, waiting to be read. Blip brings the child to visit Lark when a line of words is ready to be read altogether. Lark waited a long time to do her one gentle thing. First, the sounds must be hopped, that's Blip. Then the two-letter sounds pressed, that's Shelby. Then the shy vowels made brave, that's Mavis. And then, when a whole line of words is ready, Lark lifts her wings and reads it smoothly, like a little song.
"Read it like you're telling a friend," Lark says, and her feathers give a happy lift. That is Lark's whole gentle teaching. She doesn't read one word at a time, like bumpy stones. She reads it flowing, the words leaning into each other, warm and smooth, the way you talk to someone you love. The little frog sat on the big green pad. Not the little frog, but the little frog sat on the big green pad, all in one gentle song, with her voice going up a little here and soft a little there. Reading like a song is how you know what the words mean. Lark loves that, when the bumps melt away and the sentence sings.
Sometimes a friend on the branch reads every word right, but very bumpy. The little frog, stopping so long between words that the sentence forgets itself. Lark never says wrong. Lark never says faster. She just hops closer and says, "You read every word. Now read it like you're telling a friend." And they read the line again. Smoother this time, the words holding hands, and suddenly the sentence sings, and everyone can feel what it means. On the singing branch, a bumpy line is never a mistake. It is just a line waiting to become a song.
A grown-up can sing the line too. Lark loves it most of all when a big person and a small person read a whole page back and forth. The grown-up reads a line like a song. The child reads the next line like a song. And the story flows between them, warm and shared. Reading with Lark is for telling it to each other, never for racing to the end. And Lark always thinks her friends. She knows Wilp hopped every sound, Shelby pressed every pair, Mavis freed every shy vowel, so that she could take the whole line and let it sing. All four friends, one gentle line at a time.
When a bumpy line finally smooths into a song, when the child reads a whole sentence, flowing and warm, and hears what it means, Lark feels a bright, glad flutter rise up through her feathers, like the first song of the morning. She loves that feeling, words that stop being work and start being music. "Read it like you're telling a friend," she says softly, feathers lifted, cozy and proud. And the child feels it too, that warm, wholehearted, "I read the whole thing, and it sang." That's Lark.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lark. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.